Last month, an agreement that would have the city of Tampa enter into an agreement with Swift Mud to sell reclaimed water to Polk County was nearly approved without any discussion at the Tampa City Council. The deal includes Hillsborough County, Tampa Electric, and Mosaic Fertilizer, and would be facilitated by a private nonprofit called Water Partners. But earlier this week, Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio pulled back somewhat from the deal. The mayor said she's still interested, but wants to use the city's 55 million gallons of wastewater that is currently dumped into Tampa Bay every day to be used as reclaimed water for Tampa citizens. The issue was placed on the city council's consent agenda 3 weeks ago, which means it would be approved without any public discussion. But Councilmember Mary Mulhern said the item stood out to her, and she said she wasn't ready to vote on it just yet.
The memorandum of understanding was not a contract, but it was an understanding that the city was ready to negotiate, committing, I think the total number was 37 to 40 million gallons a day of reclaimed water. That's very close to the total amount of reclaimed water, you know, or treated wastewater that we dispose of now.
But City Councilman Charlie Miranda said the MOU, or Memorandum of Understanding, to enter into negotiations with Water Partners was not a huge deal, since it set no terms.
That is not a contract where we were going to sit down and discuss the amount of gallons or the price or so forth and so on. We just wanted to know firsthand what it was without going through any legalities or asking for a public record search or anything like that.
Miranda said that the plan with Water Partners for using reclaimed water began with Mosaic Fertilizer in Hillsborough County and has never been a top priority with the city. On Monday, Mayor Pam Iorio announced plans to accelerate the completion of a 20-year plan to expand the reliance on reclaimed water, including possibly building a small wastewater plant in New Tampa that would eliminate the need to build a pipeline to that area of the city. City Councilman Charlie Miranda.
That's what we're working on. I'm sure that the mayor and the administration will come up with something within the next 6 to 9 months, and we're having some studies done as to what's the best reasonable use for that water, how is it going to be priced, how much of it do we really need, and then what's left. And what's left then will be determined by the administration along with the council members to find out what is the best use for that water for the region, whether it's this group or Tampa Bay Water or whatever. But I will be drafting a memorandum of understanding in the future through the legal department going to Tampa Bay Water to see what needs they may have so we can also sit down and discuss it with them.
But when the issue came before the council last month, the Iorio administration was adamant that it needed to be approved as soon as possible. City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern said she's excited by the mayor's focus on using the majority of the city's reclaimed water product inside the city of Tampa now.
I'm very pleased to hear that, but it was a complete shock considering that, you know, just last week we had been pushed by the city to agree to selling it off to Polk County.
At the time the council voted, there were several bills in the Florida legislature regarding reclaimed water, with just days before the session was to end. The St. Petersburg Times reports that the only bill that passed regards the state's Department of Environmental Protection making recommendations about reclaimed water before next year's session. The Iorio administration and council members have discussed expanding the city's reclaimed water program, called STAR, which has been viewed somewhat as a bust. That's because it only has 3,000 customers now, which some analysts attribute to the expensive startup costs for the program. But Councilmember Charlie Miranda says that's an unfair charge.
Alan Shepard went up for a 15-minute flight the first time. How many rockets never left the pad? The Wright brothers went up for 105 feet the first time. How many flights did they have prior to that that never took off? The first time the city of Tampa put in a STAR program, or South Tampa Area Regional Water, reclaim water, it worked. We had about 5,500 sign up that they said they would take the water. We have about 3,100, so we're running at about 60%. As soon as some of the legalities are cleared up, the Department of Water is looking forward to signing up some new ones. We're looking at a new formula on how to base the cost and how to realize the cost savings to the citizens.
Councilwoman Mary Mulhern says that it's not just about the commodity and scarcity of water, it's also about money.
What goes sort of unsaid is that if we could get people irrigating, people use 40% of their water for irrigating their yards. If we could get them to do that with reclaimed water, we would save at least that much. And if we used incentives in that, you know, raising the price of potable water and reducing the price of reclaimed water, we could get people to conserve even more. So I think it's not only a, you know, it's a good thing, it's a huge money-saving thing.